It looks like Big Fatty hung up on himself. Hold on. His mic is off. He's not so great at using a computer. Is it just silence?
What happened?
4 minutes of silence.
Oh, really?
People are saying train wreck in the chat room.
Oh, my God.
They tease him like that.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of known for not being able to use a computer. So how are you, Joey?
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
People are saying train wreck.
Oh, my God.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1498 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to talk about technology, and there was something in the P.O. box.
Yes!
Hello, inoculators.
Big Fatty, that didn't make sense.
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are inoculators. Actually, you're inoculatees because y'all today, not today, to I say Tuesday, Big Fatty got his flu shot.
Big Fatty, does that mean you're going to get the flu?
Probably. But y'all, I barely felt the needle. I mean, it was just wham, bam. Yes, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear the rest. But y'all, so I'm good. I'm good for the flu season. And y'all, I've got a little tickle in my throat, I got to tell you. So I'm taking the echinacea and the vitamin C. You know, y'all, At the first sign of a tickle, you should take two vitamin C and two echinacea every 2 hours every 2 waking hours for 2 days, and y'all it'll knock it out. y'all, so that's what I'm doing. I'm sure I picked a little something up on the Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano. But we're working on it. We are just working on. Oh, y'all, they're showing the sky cam, and there's nothing but it's just. Oh, y'all, they had. Oh, y'all, the picture's just jumping around. They don't really know what it's the auxiliary rat, and he's just laughing. And y'all, the sky cam looks like it's laying on the ground.
Big Fatty, he's showing the wet grass.
But I don't know. I just don't know. But y'all, whisper the cool weather is moving in. We've got showers in the area as I'm recording the little show. But the cool weather, y'all, they're calling for extra hairspray. Big Fatty, you better get another can of Aquanet. I tell you, the one thing I want to talk about today, and y'all, I just want to say, no other little show out there does this. So y'all, sit back. You might want to grab a pencil, cause Big Fatty is going to talk about technology. Big Fatty.
Technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online, the last word in technology.
Oh, he's the one I look like.
Big Fatty, he didn't look like you.
That I've been told I look like.
That Adam Burns and I are oftentimes mistaken as twins. Big Fatty. So, y'all, talking about technology today, y'all, they had the big Apple snack announcements today, and y'all, to be quite honest, they're giving away the new operating system for the Mac. It's called The Mavericks, and y'all, I believe James Garner, a picture of James Garner is on the front of the box. Big Fatty, it's free. Why would there be a box? Well, that's the big news, is that it's free. And so, y'all, the new operating system is free, and y'all, it's sitting over there in my download folder. But y'all, I decided I was gonna record the little show and post it prior to downloading the new Mavericks operating system, just in case I fucked it up. Big Fatty, what do you mean in case? Y'all, they also said that there's going to be there's a new garage band, a new banjo band. So I'm going to download that too. So y'all, if you don't get a little show on Thursday or Friday, y'all, you'll know that I couldn't get in touch with a patron saint, because y'all, if it turns to shit, Big Fatty doesn't know how to fix it, and y'all, I'll have to turn to the patron saint. And you know that, quite honestly, I'm quite embarrassed, because about the only time I ever call the patron saint is when I need help with technology. Big Fatty, I thought you were an expert. Well, I am. But anyway, y'all, they also came out with some new laptop computers, and they told more about the big cylinder Mac Pro. And y'all, they've got new absorbent iPads. One of them is the iPad Mini, and y'all, it only weighs a pound. some boneless pork chops I had cooked in the slow cooker last night. That was, so I had that for my lunch with some broccoli. Yes, Big Fatty, you chewed it all afternoon. And they also, y'all, they came out with the iPad Mini with the Retson displays. But now, y'all, I'm gonna have to look at the iPad Mini with the Retson display and the iPod Air, and see which one I'm gonna get. Cause y'all, I think I'm gonna just tell my family, just get me some Apple Snack Stove gift cards for the crema. Or have them go in all together and get me one of those iPad, absorbent iPads. Yes, Big Fatty, I think that's lovely. So, and then the gift cards I already have, I'll get me a nice case for it or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And y'all, the best part, I watched the what do they call it? The speech. I watched the speech, and y'all, the very best part is the very last thing in the entire speech, and it's a commercial. It's one of those ads that you usually get up and go TT during. y'all, the camera is zooming in on a pencil. And the backgrounds change and everything, and you know, but it's you still keep zooming in on that pencil, and it talks about how this has been used to do this and that and all kinds of things and everything. And y'all, at the very end, the hand comes in and lifts up the iPod Air from behind the pencil. Y'all, it's thinner than a pencil. It's just unbelievable, y'all, but it's a good ad, and I encourage you to go over there. You can probably see it. They probably have the ads over there on the Apple Snack Store website. So anyway, but y'all, that is the technology report. Big Fatty, you're just full of it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, while I was up there in the Minneapolis, I got notification that I had something in the PO box. sucks. So y'all, after I got my flu shot, I went by. Actually, before I got my flu shot, I went by. And y'all, there are two cards here. But y'all, they are in orange envelopes. And that tells me that they may be gay crummer cards. So I think I'm going to hold off and open them next week when we get close to gay crummer. But I'll just say I've got one here from the Robs. And one from Big Fatty, that's not addressed to you. That one's addressed to me. Oh, you're right, Poodle. The Robs have sent Poodle. But can I open it? No, let's wait. Okay. And y'all, then Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon has sent one to me. And Big Fatty, that's addressed to me also. Well, it's addressed to both of you. Yes. So we're going to hold off on those. But y'all, there was also a package. A big old envelope. And y'all, it is from Key West, Florida. And, y'all, quite frankly, I only know one person, that lives in the Key West, Florida, and y'all, that's that Skeeter. That's that Skeeter from the Pod Cubs, y'all, I can't imagine Skeeter, sent me something, so I may be totally off base, I don't know, but we'll see. But, y'all, I'm opening it up right now. Big Freddy, I hope you're not opening it too early. I don't think so. Y'all, it's got a big piece of cardboard in it. Oh, dear, Gussie. Oh, y'all, it's a big old Staples box. Big Freddy. Let's just see what it is here. Okay. And, y'all, there's a letter here. Let's see what the letter says. It says, Berg Herder. It is from Skeeter. Okay, it says, Murgwerter, I was catching up on little shows the other day and heard your show titled BFO 1490, A Good Kerfuffle. Freddy, that was last week. That was last Monday. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. It was the 11th of October. And coincidentally, on that very same day, our local newspaper headline was complaint prompts contract kerfuffle. How funny is that? I decided to include two copies for your collection. I hope you enjoy. Tell Poodle McNoodle. Big Freddy, it's for me. It says, tell Poodle McNoodle I said hello from the southernmost city. Big Freddy, would no one Skeeter, southernmost means something vulgar. Much love, Skeeter. P.S. Please don't reveal my company or my real name on your little show. Love as always. Well, y'all, this comes to us from the kid. Hey, Big Freddy, don't say it. Okay, I won't say it. But y'all, this is funny. All right, we got two pieces of the newspaper here. And y'all, there it is, the very top. Y'all, it's above the fold. Above the fold, as they say. Complaint prompts contract kerfuffle. Big Freddy, who knew that the people at the newspaper listen to the BFO and just steal your headlines? They must listen early if they got kerfuffle. So anyway, but Skeeter, thank you so much. That's just lovely, and I just want to thank you for doing it. Y'all also in the... In the P.O. box was, y'all, it's something from the Heifer International. Big Freddy, Heifers. And y'all, it's the most important gift catalog in the world. And y'all, it reminded me of Miss Beaver. You know that Kim Beaver. And y'all, the reason I say that is because there's a picture of a sheep. And y'all, I'm quite frankly, I feel like Julie. I feel like Julie because I'm worried sick about Miss Beaver, y'all. Y'all, she's all but vanished. All but vanished. I don't know if it's high tourist season up there in the Faroe Islands, or if maybe it's national. well, you know, it's the breast cancer month. Maybe she's giving free breast cancer exams. Big Freddy, you mean you mean she's just playing motorboating the titties? Yeah, well. Okay, maybe that's it. But anyway, Miss Beaver, I hope you're doing well. And y'all, this catalog, it's you send in you get to sponsor things for groups and like the gift of goats. Y'all, you can give a goat. You can give a heifer. Will run you $500. Big, ready heifers aren't what they used to be. Y'all, let's just see what they give a gift of a goat. Y'all, this is like the third world countries or something. $120 for a goat. A pig, big, ready. $120 for a pig. A sheep, big, ready. Miss Beaver probably has lots of them. She probably has a coupon for them, y'all. $120 for a sheep. Let's just see here. What else we got here? A trio of rabbits. You know that Moose P. That Moose P. You know he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. y'all, he's got a trio of rabbits. And y'all, $60. I bet you though. I bet you Moose P. Wishes he had only paid $60 for his trio of rabbits. Honeybees. Honeybees are $30. A flock of chickens. $20. Let's just see what else we got here. Big fatty, we just a llama. Look at there, y'all. Llama. A llama entertain you. A camel, $850. The llama was $150. Let's just see. A water buffalo. Big fatty. Y'all, don't ever send me a water buffalo. Just scratch it off. Y'all, it is not on my Amazon wish list, a water buffalo, because y'all, quite frankly, they're just too expensive, $250. Seedling trees, $60. Irrigation pump, big, honey, you need one of those, $150. Let's see what else we got here. Big fatty, we don't know this. The gift ark is $5,000, and it's two cows, two sheep, two camels, two oxen, two water buffalo, a trio of ducks, two donkeys, two goats, two beehives, two pigs, two trios of rabbits, two trios of guinea pigs, two flocks of geese, two flocks of chicks, and two llamas. Big fatty. And y'all, so if you're interested in this, a flock of geese, $20. Three schools of fish. Big, and they're smart fish if they're $300. And y'all, this is called Heifer, HEIFER.org. So y'all, if you're interested in donating a heifer, y'all go on over there and check it all out. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all back over here at Spot and Big Fatty, because you know that Spot and Gracie's been busy. Although I think Spot and Gracie's missing some pictures, because I know Trucker Alex sent some in of some hot sauces. So Spot and Gracie, check your spam folder. Big Fatty, I love spam! The last one we had was from that Peter G. It was all in the Fatally. And y'all, Peter G. also sent another one. It is Happy Friday! And y'all, it's the Fat One celebrates the end of the week with a few of his horror friends submitted for Timmy Sims. Hi, Timmy. And so Timmy Sims sent that in. Yes. And y'all, that Peter G. Spotted Big Fatty also. Two single girls working hard. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. In a Milwaukee brewery. It's the Laverne and Fatty Show. Big Fatty, I love your little kerchief you got on your head there. It's just lovely. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Joe Batan Show. You know, that's Joe Batan's and the big liar, that Mr. Mike Lawson. And y'all, they're just tooting Big Fatty's technology horn. Big Fatty, please, that's just vulgar. But Mike and Joe, any last comments about Big Fatty's technology?
People are saying train wreck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's every day on the BFO. Happy hopping. can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.